If I like myself, my world likes me. If I like myself, my world likes me. Truly, that's what it's all about. If I like myself, my world likes me. And the reason that my world likes me is because my world looks at me and says, oh, there's a happy person. Oh, there's a person that enjoys himself. There's a person that respects himself. There's a person that honors himself. There's a person that likes himself. How wonderful that is. Yes, indeed, how wonderful that is. Can you say that for yourself? Can you say that you like yourself? It's not a matter of doing likable things all the time, but it's a matter of liking yourself. Now, are you the kind of person you would enjoy being with? Are you the kind of person that you would enjoy going out for a walk with? Are you the kind of person that you'd like to sit down in conversation with? If you were to sit down in conversation with a type of person, would it be the type of person that you are, that I am? Would I sit down and talk with a person who is talking the same type of philosophy, the same type of ideas, the same types of ideals that I talk about? Well, if I am, then you can be sure that it's me, that I like me, that this is somebody that I think is just wonderful, somebody that I think is just grand, somebody who titillates my every ounce of energy, every ounce of being, who takes me and says, yes, this is the kind of person that I respect, the kind of person that I like. Okay, now, how do you start by liking yourself? We have a standard way of starting to like ourselves by saying, I like me. I like me, I like me, I like me. And the more we say I like me, the more we are likable. Now, we may not be likable as we start out. We may not be a happy person. We may not be a person filled with joy and filled with harmony and filled with happiness in every area of our life when we start out. But when we start out by saying, I like me, I like me, I like me. We let it be the symphony of our heart, the symphony of our heart, the symphony of our mind, our soul, our being, the symphony of who we are. And when we do that, what happens to us? What happens to us? What happens to us is that we just feel wonderful. We feel grand indeed. Because when this is taking place in our life, we are putting into motion in our life all of the wonderful, dynamic, positive, joyous things that could make us be. Now, when you tell a person, say you tell a child, now I want you to start being a happier boy. Now, how do you be a happier boy? Well, you say, I like me. But Mom, I'm not happy. But Mom, I don't like me. But Mom, nobody else likes me. But Mom... Now, look, you and I are going to have an experiment. We're going to work on this together. Now, just start saying, I like me, I like me, I like me. Let it be a meditation in your heart. Let it be a meditation in your soul, in your mind. I like me, I like me, I like me. And as you say these things and as you do these things, watch how they reveal themselves so positively, so wonderfully, so dynamically, so excitingly in your life. Because that's who you are. That's what you are. And that's why you are. Now, let's make this be something that is true to you. Let's make this something be something that's true to all that you are, the very essence of yourself, the very nature of yourself, the very divinity of yourself. Now, I like me, I like me, I like me. I like me, I like me, I like me. And I say that, I say that, I say that. And I have my child say that. I have my child say that. We together are saying, I like me. Now, as I work with my child to say, I like me, I am working with myself. I am turning on the very essence of like me in me, around me, through me, and it's what I am. It's something so revealing, something so rewarding, something so happy, something so fulfilling that I can do it, and I do it. Now just say it to yourself, I like me, I like me, I like me. Now, if you were to say to yourself, I don't like me, you wouldn't be happy with yourself at all, because you would immediately put that I don't like me into motion for yourself, and you put so much emotion behind it. You say I don't like me, and there's a sort of a hatefulness about it. There's a sort of a nastiness about it, and then that's what you are. But when you start saying, I like me, a smile comes across your lips, a smile comes across your face, you feel dynamic, you feel powerful, you feel one, you feel like life is worth living. Oh, yes, life is worth living. And you are living it. You are living it wonderfully, beautifully, perfectly, dynamically, marvelously now, because it's who and what you are. It is your very essence of your very being. It is the very light of your life. And what could be more wonderful than that? What could be more exciting than to have it be the light of your life? What could be more wonderful than to have the idea that you like yourself in your heart, in your soul? You like yourself. And as you like yourself, you have to. You have to like everybody else, because you look out and you see with your smiling eyes the world around you, and it is smiling at you. It is smiling at you because you are smiling at it. It is your reflection. It is your mirror. It is your mirror. And when you say, I like me, everything seems to be very special, very dynamic, very wonderful, very outstanding in your life. But say it now. I like me, 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 I like. Let it be an incantation for you, a mantra for you. Let it be a prayer for you, a statement of truth for you. Let it be something so dynamic and so exciting and so wonderful that you say to yourself, this is what it's all about. This is what it's all about. Yes, this is what it's all about. Now, is that true for you? Is that what you want? Yes, this is all, what it's all about. So now go for it. Go for it and experience it and express it and know it. Go for it and have it be the dynamic essence of you, just what you are. And when it's the dynamic essence of just what you are, it says to you all the time, you are wonderful, you are beautiful, you are good. It says to you all the time, you are glorious, you are outstanding, you are remarkable. It says to you all the time, I love you, I love you, I love you. I like me and I love you are great. But we talked about this before. When you say, I love you, this is something we do because it's our nature to do it, and we can do it no different. We love everyone. But do we like them? Do we like the things that they do? Do we like the words that they speak? Do we like the actions that they take? Do we like the essence of their very being? Do we like them? And so we say, I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me. And pretty soon we are thinking happy, likable thoughts. We are thinking dynamic thoughts. We are thinking thoughts filled with peace and love and joy. We are thinking thoughts that are so beautiful, that are so perfect, that are so magnificent, that everything we do is an expression of that which we say we are. I like me. I like me. I like me. I like me. Give it your enthusiasm, your power, your joy. Give it your dramatic attitude and let it be who you are. So wonderfully, so fantastically, so grand who you are. Because indeed, that is who you are. That is what you are. That is why you are. And that is all that you are. I like me. I like me. I like me. Say that a million zillion times, and watch the tenor of your life change. Watch your attitude toward yourself change. Watch the attitude of the world toward you change and express, I like me in every possible way. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you. Because likely